It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back KT Tunstall.
Thank you so much, Sky. It's nice to see you.
When you first got here, both of us were guilty of thinking it felt like yesterday.
I felt like I was here like 2 months ago.
I know. It's crazy. It was actually more like 2 years ago.
I know. It's mad.
But, you know, time flies, I guess, when you're having fun and you're busy making music and life happens. And in that time, ironically, I remember when you came out the last time and it was on the heels of Invisible Empire, Crescent Moon, and that was such a meditative record.
That's a lovely word. No one's used that word to me to describe it. I think it was definitely the catalyst of a huge shift for me in my life as a whole. It wasn't just the music side of it. It really led me to ask questions about what I was doing and whether I wanted to do it. Because during making that record, I got divorced, my father passed away, and they were both things that were the biggest mirrors you could imagine to reflect where I was at.
Right.
And I'm very, very grateful for that. You know, these are difficult things, but at the same time, there's a gift in it that you go through something that kind of pushes you in a way that you wouldn't be pushed otherwise. And there I was with everything I could ever want, ticked every box, successful career, I was married, I had a big house and whatever, I could do what I wanted, and I was miserable. I wasn't happy. I loved being on stage and music was a sanctuary, but it was almost like I realized there's two different things. I'd been maturing and honing and working so hard at becoming a great musician and completely neglected the person who was actually making
life?
The music, you know?
I mean, your actual life, yeah. Well,
my actual life.
Yeah.
And so the last 3 years since that record have really been spent in deep self-reflection and interested in growing out of my 18-year-old self who was just stuck in the shell.
And relocation, by the way.
Yeah, which is another great, by the way, if you want to start again, change the continent. It was so refreshing, and I'm too sensitive for London. It's a fast, hard place, and I love being a tourist there again. But I actually was a valley girl for a year when I was 4 years old. My dad was at UCLA as a physicist, and my first memories of life are Californian. So there's something familiar about here, certainly about a university campus, And so I just feel very at home here, and I love an outdoor life, and I can be and not be. My God, people are professional not-beers down in Venice Beach where I'm living, and I have a balance that I didn't have before.
This is KT Tunstall. I'm on KCSN, live looping in the studio. This is a song called Evil Eye.
Say you don't listen to every word that I say. Kind of explains it all in some peculiar way. I know it, and you know it. There's no distance gonna keep you safe. This is an evil attitude. You got an evil attitude. There's an evil attitude. You got an evil attitude. Teaching me lessons in how I'm meant to behave, while you change like a season inside a single day. You want me to be more like you, but you're never gonna get your way. 'Cause there's an evil opportunity, got an evil attitude, got an evil opportunity. There's an evil opportunity. Parts of me don't seem worthy of your love. But beware, it's power beyond measure when I treasure what I love. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's no danger, you'll be left on the ship. Boy, you're the poster boy for falling in love with yourself. And one's only gonna get lonely. Let the light in through that crack in your shell. Cause there's an evil opportunity. Got an evil eye with you. There's an evil opportunity. Got an evil eye. Cut shot through. Yep. Cut shot through. Yep. Cut shot through. Yep. Can't you see? Till I know you're sorry, there's an arrow for your chest. God help me, tell a different story and put my poor heart at rest. Whoa, 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 oh, oh.
EP Golden State. I get the sense that that record, you've commented that putting a band, you know, and thinking about the live performance informed the record to some degree, did it not?
It did. I on my third record, Tiger Suit, was the record where I really decided to throw away any thought of how to present that record and make whatever I wanted, and it presented huge difficulties in actually playing the record once it came to it. And unfortunately, I just thought, you know, I have to consider this. And I want to be able to come and see you guys and play it solo. Yeah. So there is that in my mind. And I think that I do still subscribe to that idea that good songs you can play in many different ways.
Right.
And it usually is a good kind of indicator of the strength of the substance of a song.
Right.
You can sit with an instrument and play it, or have an orchestra on it, whatever you want.
Well, but you're also you're augmenting it now. You've been and today, you know, you're utilizing a certain amount of loops and effects,
yeah,
that expand the sonic palette somewhat considerably, because you brought in a few toys, as you said.
I did.
Today.
I've got a bit of a new setup to play with, and I mean, for me, a lot of it's just about enjoying it. I could easily sit and play it for you with just guitar, and I think that that's a really valuable thing to have too. But really, at the end of the day, I want to make noise. I want to make rhythm. I love beats. It's such an intrinsic part of what I enjoy about what I do.
This next song is called Maybe It's a Good Thing.
Oh. Oh,
You're going to be coming to perform in Los Angeles at the Fonda on October 3rd.
Yes.
And you've been going around the country recently.
It's been great. We've been basically in band boot camp these last couple of months, just doing underplays. And we played the Beat Kitchen in Chicago to 250 people. I wrung out my shirt after that show. It was awesome. And that's really what I missed from that last record was I realized that I need my show to be a physical experience.
Yeah.
I need it to be electric, and I need us all to lose it at some point. And I was really missing that as much as I loved playing that last record. But yeah, me and the three others in the band, it's a really tight band set up, just drums, bass, the bass player Solomon's also playing like a Moog synthesizer, and Denny Weston is the drummer, and all LA based, and Rachel Eckroth has like a kind of Captain Kirk set up to play with all these great keyboards. And
not quite Rick Wakeman.
Not quite, but she could definitely take off and visit another planet with her setup. And you know, the keyboards and bass player are both just fantastic singers. So we've got three part harmonies, and the harmonies were a big thing. I wasn't really going to make a record for a while, and then I found myself falling in love with driving around the canyons, listening to Neil Young and Fleetwood Mac and Tom Petty.
Funny how that works right here.
It just is.
It is a
palpable
soundtrack.
It really is. And the landscape just, and the sky and the sea and the weather just inform the music so much.
Hey, this is Katie Tunstall, and I'm in the KCSN studio doing some live looping for you guys, playing new songs. This next song is called The Healer, and this is from a new EP I have out called Golden State EP. It's a rocker. Enjoy. Start the moon.
You've always been, you know, a delight. You know, your passion and your spirit has always been so pure. And to see you happy and to know that you now call L.A. home, it's a good thing for us to bear witness to. And certainly
maybe it's a good thing.
We appreciate you coming out.
Cause thank you so much.
You're fun to be around.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You too. And I just can't thank you enough for the support. You know, this is how people hear this stuff, and radio stations like you guys make it happen. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It's been KT Tunstall live with us on 88.5 KCSN.